Well, you know, there was an incident I had, you know, when I told you my mom was kind of upset about me getting orders to go to Vietnam. Well, when I left, she didn't want to go to the airport. My dad took me to the airport.
Yeah.
And she said that, you know, she just didn't want to go because, you know, her brothers had been in World War II, and it was just some sad times, you know. And so she didn't want to go. So I said my goodbyes at home, went to the airport, got to Vietnam. And this, we're talking about R&R. I'm getting ready to go on R&R, and my duffel bag was under my bunk, and I hadn't seen it for, you know, 7 months or so, however long it was before I went on R&R. And so I pulled the duffel bag out, and I'm rolling it down, getting ready to put some stuff in it, and here's a letter sitting at the bottom of the duffel bag, and it's a letter from my mom, and that was her letter to me. She didn't tell me that it was in there. I'm sure she just thought I'd see it, but I never did. I never noticed it. So I sit down, and I read the letter, and she's telling me about her brother in World War II, and how he was supposed to come home one Christmas, and he didn't get home. It was getting late, her mom wouldn't let any of the kids open the Christmas presents until he got home, because she was he was supposed to be there. Well, he got wounded. He never made it, and the information didn't get back to the family. So they waited a few days, and then they got information that he'd been wounded, but it wasn't serious, and, you know, he'd be coming home soon. And so it was, that letter was like that. And she was telling me about it. Never told me about this before, and she was telling me to be careful and be safe. And I remember I got a couple tears in my eyes. I read that, you know, and I thought, well,